Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark, atmospheric intro breakdown for a jungle or old-school DNB track in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way. We want it to feel musical, cinematic, and tense, without wrecking the CPU. So instead of piling on huge synth stacks and heavy effect chains, we're going to lean on audio loops, simple automation, shared return tracks, and a little bit of resampling magic. Think foggy warehouse energy, dusty break fragments, sub-pressure held back. Dubby echoes trailing into the distance. That's the vibe. Now, the big idea here is contrast, not complexity. A good breakdown does not just get quieter. It should feel narrower, darker, and a bit more distant than the drop. That's what makes the drop hit harder. So we're going to build a 16-bar intro that slowly opens up, creates tension, and then clears space right before the drop lands. First, keep your session lean. You only need a few tracks. Set up one audio track for your drum break, one for atmosphere, one for a vocal chop or stab, two return tracks for reverb and delay, and maybe one optional track for a sub, hint, or a printed FX layer. That's it. You really do not need a mountain of devices for this. Aim for a tempo around 165 to 170 BPM, if you want that classic jungle feel, though anywhere in the 160 to 174 range works depending on the tune. Keep it in 4/4, and think in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases so the arrangement feels natural and DJ-friendly. Let's start with the foundation. The breakbeat loop. Use a classic break like an Amen, Think, or any chopped old-school style loop you like, and keep it as auto though. That's already a CPU win. On that break, use a simple chain, EQ8, drum bus, auto filter, and utility. With EQ8, clean up the bottom if needed. A gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz can remove useless rumble. If the break feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. Don't overdo it. We want character, not harshness. Next, drum bus. A little drive goes a long way. Keep it subtle, maybe 5 to 15%. Add a touch of crunch if you want grime. Use boom only if the break needs more weight, and keep transients positive if you want the snare to snap. This is one of those devices that can add instant attitude without killing your mix. Then put auto filter after that. For the intro, start with a low pass filter and keep it fairly closed, maybe around 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz at the beginning. Then automate it to open gradually over the section. That movement is a huge part of the tension. If the filter stays static, the intro feels flat. If it opens slowly over 16 bars, now we're talking. Utility is the final simple tool here. Use it to control width and level. For an old-school jungle feel, keeping the break fairly centered can help the groove feel focused and punchy. If it's too wide, narrow it a bit. Save width for the atmosphere. One important tip here, if the break is busy, don't overprocess it. Sometimes the best move is to duplicate the audio clip and chop it manually. In jungle, the energy often comes more from arrangement and slicing than from stuffing the channel with plugins. Now let's bring in movement. For a breakdown intro, movement is everything, but it has to be controlled. You don't want every parameter wobbling around at once. Pick one main movement per phrase. Maybe in the first 4 bars, the filter is the main story. In the next 4 bars, maybe delay sends become the focus. Then in the final bars, maybe width or saturation starts to rise. A good 16-bar arc might look like this. Bars 1 to 4, filtered break, sparse ambience, very little else. Bars 5 to 8, slowly open the filter, add delay tails on select hits. Bars 9 to 12, bring in more break detail and a little more atmosphere. Bars 13 to 16, tension peak, maybe a snare fill, a reverse impact, and then a little strip out before the drop. That strip out is important. Don't be afraid of a tiny gap. Even a one beat vacuum before the drop can make the impact feel huge. Next, add a low CPU atmosphere layer. This could be a vinyl crackle, a field recording, a reversed break tail, a room tone, or a pad stem bounce to auto. Keep it simple. One atmosphere layer is usually enough. On that texture, use EQ8, auto filter, and echo. High pass it around 120 to 250 Hz. So it doesn't fight the low end. If there is ugly buildup in the low mids, cut a bit around 300 to 600 Hz. Then low pass it somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz if you want it darker and more distant. Echo is perfect here because it sounds musical and it saves CPU compared to stacking delays everywhere. Try sync values like quarter notes, eighth note dotted, or 3/16. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 20 to 45%, and darken the repeats, so they sit behind the drums instead of screaming over them. This is where that dusty tape-rave atmosphere comes alive. Now for a little identity. A breakdown intro usually needs one memorable hook. Even if it's tiny, that could be a rave stab, a chopped vocal phrase, a string hit, a detuned piano stab, or a short rescored bounce to audio. Keep it short and keep it selective. If you're using simpler, one-shot mode works great. You don't need anything fancy. Just load the sample, shape it with a basic envelope if needed, and then send it into your effects. A typical old-school treatment would be a short decay, some filtering, maybe a touch of saturation, and then a dubby delay throw at the end of the phrase. A nice arrangement trick is call and response. Drop the stab on beat 3 of bar 2, or on the last half of bar 4, then bring it back with a small variation in bar 8 or bar 12. That makes the intro feel alive without cluttering it up. Now let's get smart with the space. Put your reverb and delay on return tracks. This is one of the biggest CPU-saving habits you can build in Ableton. Instead of loading a separate reverb on every channel, send each track to shared reverb and delay returns. For the reverb return, start with stock reverb if you want the lightest setup. Keep the dry/wet at 100% on the return track itself, and use send amounts from your tracks to control how much of it you hear. Try a pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and roll off some lows below 200 to 400 Hz. Also tame the highs a bit, maybe around 6 to 10 kHz, so the tail stays dark and classy. For the delay return, echo is your friend again. Use a quarter note or dotted eighth sync, feedback around 25 to 50%, and filter the top end so the repeats feel tucked in. You want echoes that add depth and tension, not a messy wash. Here's a pro move. When you find a delay throw or reverb swell that sounds amazing, print it. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling, arm it, and record that moment. Then you can freeze or flatten the original heavy chain, or just disable it and work with the printed audio. That's huge for CPU, and honestly, it often sounds better because you commit to the moment. That printed FX approach is especially good for reverse reverb swells, ghost vocal echoes, and break manipulations. If it sounds good, print it and move on. That's how you keep the session efficient and make stronger arrangement decisions. For extra tension, keep the tools simple. Auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, drum bus, utility, simple pitch automation and reverse audio clips can do a lot of work. You do not need a complicated synthriser if a reversed crash, high passed and automated in volume, does the job beautifully. You can also use saturation as a transition tool. A little more drive in the final four bars can make the whole intro feel like it's heating up. Just be careful with headroom. Old school style FX can get crunchy fast. Leave room for the drop so it doesn't land into clipping or mush. A nice trick for this style is to keep the low end mostly out of the breakdown. Let the listener feel the sub-pressure coming, but don't reveal it fully. That tension is part of the payoff. Use utility to keep the low mids tighter, and only widen the atmospheric stuff. The break can stay fairly narrow and focused while the top layers float around it. And don't underestimate silence. A short gap before the drop is often more powerful than one more effect. Mute the atmosphere for the last half bar, cut the stab right before the downbeat, or let the break drop out for one beat. That vacuum makes the drop feel massive. If you want to keep it really clean, try building the intro with just four elements: one breakbeat loop, one atmosphere texture, one stab or vocal chop, and one riser or reverse impact. Use only stock devices, one reverb return, one delay return, and no more than six active devices per track. That constraint helps you stay focused and usually leads to better arrangement choices anyway. So to recap the workflow, start with one audio break, filter it, add subtle saturation, and automate the filter open over 16 bars. Bring in a dark atmosphere layer with filtered echo and reverb on returns. Add a small stab or vocal hook for identity. Use delay throws and reverb swells sparingly. Print the best FX moments to audio. Then thin everything out at the end so the drop can hit with real force. That's the whole game here. A strong jungle or old-school DNB intro does not need a giant CPU load. It needs a strong break, a few meaningful layers, smart automation, and a sense of arrival. Build it narrow, dark, and distant, then open it up just enough to make the drop feel inevitable. If you follow that approach, you'll get that murky, tense, authentic old-school energy without turning your project into a processing nightmare. And that, honestly, is the sweet spot.